Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
We're heading north of the border now, where the Assembly election campaign kicked off this week. And it's been the most auspicious, it's not been the most auspicious start. There was a hoax bomb alert on Friday targeting Foreign Affairs Minister Simon Coveney. On Sunday, there was an attack on the office of the UUP leader, Doug Beattie. And then yesterday, there was a security alert at a Belfast train station. In the coming weeks, Drive Time will speak to some of the leaders of the main parties. And we're going to begin this evening with the SDLP leader, Colm Eastwood. Colm, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thank you, Conor.
It has been an incredible start to an election campaign, even in the north. The last few days, SDLP election posters have been set on fire. And one of your own candidates, I think Paul Doherty, was chased out of Shankill by loyalists. So it's a terrible start to a campaign.
Yeah, well, he wasn't chased. They tried to chase him. Paul is somebody who runs a food bank in West Belfast, feeds over 400 families and doesn't ask what their religion is or what their politics are. He was putting up posters on the Shankill Road and two carloads of men jumped out to try and threaten him. Of course, when he tried to engage them in discussion about the protocol, they didn't have many answers. But Paul was out again today in the Shankill delivering food parcels, because that's the politics of the SDLP. We're absolutely committed to helping people on the ground, and we don't frankly care what your religion is or what your politics are. So, I mean, that's what we're focused on in this election isn't the phony row that's been created by fringes of loyalism and the DUP about the protocol. It's actually about the fact that our people are really suffering and can't heat their homes and are really struggling to put food on the table for their children.
Every election campaign gets heated and tense and nasty at times, and it has certainly done so the very early days of this campaign in the north for the Stormont election. And that's bad news for the SDLP, isn't it? Because once it's tribal, you'll lose support to Sinn Féin.
Well, there's always that element. And of course, some people want it to be a tribal election, and that'll be part of it. But genuinely, I mean, we're speaking to people every day. I have a very busy constituency office. We're plugged in on the ground. And what we're hearing is that people are petrified about the cost of living issue. They are they really can't afford their time worrying about who the first minister is going to be or about the protocol. Their whole time is taken up by thinking about how they're going to heat their homes. And
Why are you at 11% in the SDLP as opposed to Sinn Féin's 26?
Well, I mean, let's let the people decide rather than let the pollsters decide. I'm not convinced those polls are right. I have the last time I ran for election, the commentators told me I wasn't going to get elected. It was going to be too close to call, and my majority is 17,000. So we'll just see what happens in the election.
Seats out of 90 in the last Stormont election, so they chime relatively with the past.
Well, we'll take more in this election, I'm absolutely convinced, because of candidates like Paul Doherty who are doing the business. The reality is, what has happened in this election is the DUP have walked away from the institutions, and there's £300 million in a bank account in the government that can't be spent because we don't have an executive. That money should be going directly into people's pockets, and that's what we're hearing on the ground. That's the kind of politics we need to get to in Northern Ireland, because if we constantly go down the rabbit hole of the sectarian bun fight, then nobody's going to be better off. The heat of the argument in Stormont is not helping anybody heat their homes across the north. And I think that is the message that we're taking. We're not going to be distracted by thugs and balaclavas or by rabble-rousers on the backs, shouting at the back of a lorry. We're going to be focused on trying to help people, focused on trying to bring a politics that is about lifting people out of poverty and protecting them in this very, very dangerous...
But are you not, Colm, missing the reality of what's happening in politics in this campaign then? Because that Lucid Talk poll, I think over 60% from both communities, nationalist and unionist, said that it was important to them that their party, their unionist or nationalist party, would win top seat at the after the election. So either Sinn Féin or the DUP. Well, so in this campaign, it is tribal, isn't it?
Well, it's always tribal in Northern Ireland. I think I'm more plugged into the reality than most people. The real reality, though, is it doesn't matter who the First Minister is, because they're exactly the same. They've exactly the same powers. The First and Deputy First Minister are joint First Ministers and have been actually since 1998. So there's been a Nationalist First Minister since Seamus Mallon was the First Minister. And I know the DUP and Sinn Féin want to drum up this old battle about who the First Minister is. It won't heat any homes. It won't put food on any table. And actually, it will make absolutely no difference because the DUP and Sinn Féin have been jointly running the government and not doing a very good job, in my view, for 15 years. I think it's about time that people were punished by the electorate for not doing the job they were elected to do, for constantly drumming up phony arguments, and for not actually getting on with governing the place. I mean, the Assembly was closed down for 3 years because Sinn Féin walked out. The DUP have now walked out, and I'm not convinced we're going to be able to walk back in again. This is what the reality is. And if people want that to end, that constant crisis and constant collapse, then they should vote for people who are prepared to work the common ground, prepared to get on with things, prepared to try and put money into people's pockets to alleviate the difficulties that they're having. This is a real emergency, actually, this cost of living crisis. It's what we're hearing on every doorstep. Mm-hmm. And people here in work can't feed their families. I mean, this is what's happening. And all the while, we're having two political parties shouting at each other over barricades and not sitting down and dealing with the problems.
What can you do?
By the way, this is the DUP's fault in the last couple of weeks.
What can you do in the SCLP to attract support in this campaign about the cost of living, for example, that Sinn Féin or the DUP could not?
Of course, the DUP walked away, which we can't spend the £300 million that should be going to ordinary families. And what the SDLP tried to do was bring an emergency legislation to change the law to allow us to spend that money. And the Sinn Féin speaker blocked it inexplicably, in my view. So what we're trying to do is get things done. We're focused on those issues. Other people are focused on different issues. Who's going to be First Minister? In my view, who cares? What I think people should be focused on is what the government actually does. And the
government
is,
are you saying the government in Belfast or London?
Yes, the government in Belfast. Of course, the government in London has a job to do as well. But if we've had 15 years of the DUP and Sinn Féin running the place, nobody's any better off. Our economy is totally stagnant. Our health service is at the point of collapse. And we have two political parties who are more interested in playing politics and walking away at the most important moments. So I think what should happen in this election is people choose something different and people try to send a message to politicians that we're sick of all this constant crisis.
You've been trying that line since the days of John Hume, and nobody, and I know they're big shoes to fill, but nobody in the SCLP, and I say this with respect, have filled the shoes of Hume or Mallon. And you've tried that line ever since those days, and it hasn't worked. Why do you think it's going to work this time?
Well, of course, nobody could fill John Hume's shoes. But I mean, again, let's just think about the last time the people voted. The people voted, and we took the two biggest majorities in the whole of Northern Ireland when we were told we couldn't do it, and we were very close to winning a third seat in Westminster as well. So the actual record of the SDLP in the past couple of years has been that we're back in business, we're back in the game, we're giving answers to hard questions, and we're getting people elected with huge majorities.
Column with no change.
Well, we're not. I'm absolutely convinced we're not 11%. We do our own research, but I think. Well, let the people decide. You see, once every so often, the public get to decide, not the commentators or the journalists or the pollsters. The public get to decide. And everybody has one vote. I have one vote. So does everybody else. And I'm convinced in the next few weeks, we'll be able to convince enough people to ensure that we win a significant number of seats in this election.
Has the merger with Fianna Fáil helped you in this campaign at all?
I think what we're engaged in there was a policy partnership that has borne fruit, because what we see now is the government have 1 billion euros in a bank account to spend on north-south projects. I think that's a big thing. I think it's a very good thing that the government have done that. And what we're focusing on right now is the issues that are facing people on the ground. And to be honest, ordinary people aren't interested in the political machinations of any political party. What they're interested in is what we're going to do for them. We have answers to those questions. I'm not convinced anybody else does.
So has anyone on the doorsteps in your campaign said, I'm voting for you because you've merged with Fianna Fáil? Is that still ongoing, that merger?
Well, we haven't merged with anybody. We had a policy partnership with Fianna Fáil. What we're focused on is the day-to-day issues that people are worried about. Nobody has asked me about it. Nobody, I think, will, because people aren't interested in political machinations between political parties. What they're interested in and what we're focused on is going into areas where people don't usually go into. We're crossing boundaries. We're going to hard places. We're selling a message that we can change people's lives for the better, that so we don't have to put up with constant failure from the DUP and Sinn Féin.
You think people from unionist communities will be voting for you?
People voted for me in huge numbers in unionist communities. So they voted for Claire Hanna in unionist communities. They always transferred us in assembly elections. That is one of the attractions of the SDLP. We will get transfers from every section of the community because we represent everybody. We're not interested in flag flying. We're interested in getting the job done. I don't care, frankly, everyone knows what I think about the constitutional question. I don't care what you think about it. I will represent you, and we will continue to represent people no matter what their position is. That's what Sinn Féin and the DUP have done from the days of John Hume.
That's what Sinn Féin and the DUP say as well. But can I ask you then finally, I know that is your response, but I've heard that in debates as well, but that's in fairness what the line they have. Can I ask you, since you raised the constitutional question, and I've heard you criticise, and it's very interesting your observations on how the executive is put together, is constituted in post-dormant assembly elections. Do you think some commentators have said because of unilateral action from London that damage has been done to the Good Friday Agreement. Do you think it's time now to revise or review the way the government in Belfast is put together?
Well, we actually have been saying for a long time we should review, and it's built into the Good Friday Agreement that you can review the mechanisms of the Good Friday Agreement to modernise and update, but it's to review. It's not to take away the core part of the Good Friday Agreement, which was a recognition that we can't run this place on our own. We have to work together. Therefore, power sharing has to be enshrined within any institutions. We're up for that discussion. But the Good Friday Agreement is sacrosanct in that the pillars of the Good Friday Agreement, which are consent and power sharing and working together, they have to stay no matter what. I mean, the biggest fear I have after this election is that there won't even be an executive, because the DUP have walked away. And they're not giving us any confidence that they'll walk back in again, because their argument seems to be if Sinn Féin get the top spot, even though it's an equal position, they might not nominate their deputy first minister, which is totally undemocratic. And I think they need to get their answer at the polls.
Can I ask you finally, in a word then, should there be a border poll in the lifetime of the next assembly?
Well, there'll be a border poll soon, in my view. I think that's coming. We're doing the work to try to convince people. We're trying to, you know, do all of the hard work that's involved in the policy making around that. But we shouldn't rush this, because my view is we're not there yet. We would lose if it was tomorrow.
So not in the lifetime of the next assembly then?
Well, I'm not putting a date on it. We'll do it when we're ready. But I think it's a mistake that some other parties are constantly calling for a border poll, and they've no plan to actually win it. What we want to do is get to a point where we can win a border poll, where we can bring people together, where we can sell a positive vision for a new Ireland, not about banging a drum and raising the flag up a pole. That will get us nowhere. And strategically, from a nationalist perspective, we lose a border poll if we call it without doing the proper preparation.
Colm Eastwood, SDLP leader, it's a pleasure to talk to you. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.